Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina teams own Sunday night on ESPN. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Obviously, football and basketball represent the biggest brand representation in college sports, and the Tar Heels right now have dominated the news with football a contender for the national championship and Hall of Famer Roy Williams' retirement. This weekend, UNC Olympic sports teams increased that brand recognition exponentially due to a glut of tournament games and pairing shows bunched together by COVID scheduling shifts. The day started with UNC women's soccer returning to its 30th College Cup with a 1-0 win, its seventh straight shutout over Texas A&M, and a bid to break a national championship drought since 2012. After losing in the Final Four the last 2 years, the Tar Heels of Anson Dorrance are determined to win it all, buoyed by junior All-American Brianna Pinto unselfishly deciding to postpone turning pro to play in one last NCAA tournament that continues this weekend. The night began with field hockey's dramatic overtime win over Michigan at Karen Shelton Stadium on ESPN, with three-year superstar Aaron Mattson ending the sudden-death 4-3 game by whipping a reverse backhanded goal by the Wolverines into the back of the net. Mattson wears number one, so it is often the smallest jersey available, but the 5'4 Dynamo is a giant on the field, leading Shelton's team to three straight NCAA titles and could return to school in the fall for her senior season to propel UNC to the first four-peat in the sport's history. Right after the raucous celebration on the field, with brand manager and athletics director Bubba Cunningham in the middle of the picture snapping, ESPNU switched to the pairing shows for both the men's and women's lacrosse tournaments. And guess what? Joe Bresci's men, and as expected, Jenny Levy's top-ranked women, are the number one seeds in both brackets. The men are going for their second NCAA title under Bresci, and the women after a 9th Final Four and Levy's 3rd national championship. 4 of the first 5 seeds in the women's tourney are from the ACC, and Duke is in both fields. But that is secondary branding to the Carolina name, logo, and colors dominating the Olympic sports scene. This is Archansky. See ya.